Welcome to the Green Wisdom Health Show.
Everything that we, you know, from the medications that we take to the things in our water and the things in our diet, it all is working against us.
And the antibiotics in the food.
Antibiotics in the food, they're destroying our microbiome. It's annihilating that terrain in our guts. We're suppressing stomach acid production. You know, there's so many issues with people's pancreases and their ability to produce pancreatic enzymes. If you can't digest your foods, you're behind the eight ball. You're not getting the nutrition that you need out of the foods that you're eating.
Hello and welcome to the Green Wisdom Health Podcast. I'm Janet Lewis.
And I'm Dr. Lewis, waiting to introduce you to a really special guest.
And we are home of Green Wisdom Health, low-cost lab work supplements and quality supplements, matter of fact, which is what we're talking about today. It seems that if you look all over Google, it says it doesn't really matter what quality is and that anything goes. So we're here to tell you that's BS, as Dr. Lewis says.
Bacon sandwich.
That's right. And to further not just our opinion, but we've actually brought in one of our manufacturers that make our product line so he can explain to you even more about some of the supplements. So we have some specific ones we're talking about today and anything else that comes up. So Dr. Lewis, I'll let you go first and then we'll let you introduce our guest.
Well, you know, we love it when Casey drives all the way from Dallas to come talk. He's very incredibly intelligent and even better looking. So, but he's kind of shy about that. But, he can tell you the difference in quality. You know, we speak about quality all the time, and I've had people on other podcasts say quality doesn't matter, brand doesn't matter, and then they go on to try to teach you how to grow healthier food. I read a ton of research every year. I read dozens and dozens and dozens of books, and just because a person wrote a book doesn't mean it's necessarily good, but most of them are. So Casey's going to give you, he's going to be shooting straight, like shooting straight with Dr. Lewis. Well, we're shooting straight with Casey, and yeah, I'm going to let you take it and run with it, Casey. I'll pop in with my smart aleckism from time to time.
No, I appreciate you all having me. It's good to be back. No, it's been a little while, but I always enjoy the drive out here. And I do think this is a really good time to have this conversation because we are in an era where everyone has a platform. There's a ton of information out there. And it's not always great information, and more so just this industry and the state of this industry and the very low barrier to entry. I'd say virtually no barrier to entry that allows really anybody to enter this marketplace. We could start encapsulating products right here on this desk and there's really no oversight. Unfortunately, the FDA really doesn't get involved in our industry until, you know, somebody gets hurt or makes some type of claim
right
with a product.
Right. And you know, I find it funny. And here's another Stephen or Dr. Lewis smart aleckism is, you know, we have this place in town that sells massive amount of supplements and they're not, I don't think they're bad, but they're certainly not great. And it's really funny. One of the largest salesmen there, he passes out my cards in their store. I said, you better not let your boss hear that. Why are you down here? He says, because I know what this other brand puts in theirs, and I've seen it not work. And he's down here. He's getting great results, and bless his heart, he really needed them. So sometimes just results, you know, show themselves, and, you know, it leaves clues. Success leaves clues, but so does failure. And we're into the success part of it. And that's why we sell what we sell.
And that's what's unique about us as a manufacturer. The ultimate goal of any retail brand is to make money. So their interest is in making a product as cheap as they possibly can and selling it for as much as they possibly can. Well, of course, yes, we want to be and need to be profitable, but we manufacture exclusively for licensed healthcare professionals.
And we appreciate that because, you know, we got a call from one company one time, I won't mention its name, and they called Janet and says, well, we notice you don't buy from us anymore. And I said, well, you put your stuff on Amazon where it's 42 to 72% faked or counterfeited, according to different studies, depending on what you read. And Janet says, you educate the doctors and then you give the people a 15% discount. You poach the patients and you're not giving good quality. And this lady from this one company, I won't name, I'm trying not to name the companies. It used to be a good company. Well, since we got bought out by this other company, they're doing a corporate raid. And we know we're the number one most counterfeited supplement company on Amazon. And they outright admitted it.
Yep. And unfortunately, when brands, especially in our channel, kind of open the door to Amazon and more of that direct-to-consumer model, you know, they're less dependent upon the doctors who have recommended their products for years. And what's unique about our products is the exclusive way that they're still used to this day. And that is between a doctor and that doctor's patients, where, you know, Dr. Lewis, outcomes are all that matters. Like, products have to work, and you're validating efficacy of our products day in and day out by monitoring labs, monitoring patient symptoms. So we carry a lot of responsibility as a manufacturer because of the exclusive way that our products are used. So everything that we're doing as a manufacturer, raw material sourcing, the nutritional data that we're looking at and we're formulating and dosing based off of, our manufacturing practices, the type of testing that we're doing, both pre and post batch, it's all of the absolute highest pedigree. Because if we cut corners in any of those areas and our products, you know, stop working in this setting, in the doctor's office setting, there goes our business model, right? We have no direct to consumer. We're not back channeling product direct to the general public, where you can get away with, you know, maybe sourcing some inferior raw materials, maybe doing away with something like stability testing, which we can talk about later. But yeah, I think, you know, the purpose of this podcast today, and maybe what I wanted to do, is just maybe help the folks that follow you, that listen to you, kind of navigate through the weeds of this industry and what to look for when they're, you know, considering a multivitamin, considering taking a fish oil, considering taking a probiotic, because there's a real lack of transparency and clear information in this industry that makes it a really challenging thing to navigate.
Yeah, you know, it really does. And sometimes I'll have patients come in, they say, well, my nurse practitioner or my medical doctor or osteopath or naturopath or chiropractor has me on this particular brand. And I say, you better give them some flowers and chocolates, because they're carrying the same brand I do. So that means they're really, really concerned seriously about your overall health. And I'm going to slip this in. It's not really on the subject. We had a question the other day from Australia, said, do we ship from to Australia? And then we missed that somehow. We couldn't find that message again. So we're working on a company that may do it, but they don't have really good quality service to us. So we're sure they would not give you good quality, but we are looking into that, to the person in Australia that asked that. Okay, Casey, back to you about ingredients and how you test, retest, and make sure even the individual components of these vitamins and minerals and herbs. And I can tell a huge difference. Just for example, I was taking this huge, huge B12 methyl with the MTHF from another company. And I said, yeah, it works. And I need that 5-MTHF because I've got that genetic SNP, two of the worst of the four. And I said, yeah, but the one that Casey represents, I don't know if it's because it's a prettier orange or because it works better. And then Casey, who is uncommonly handsome, but he's even smarter, he says, well, the difference is we're 100% glucosamine salts, where the other one's 50%, and it's a good product, but it doesn't absorb as readily. And I could tell a huge difference in my energy level, in my cognitive function. And so, Casey, thank you for you and your company and keeping up. And he's always a text away from good information.
And that's obviously the things that we look at when we are sourcing our vitamins and minerals. We need the best, the absolute best,
yes,
as far as bioavailability is concerned, mm-hmm, stability is concerned, really your body's ability to absorb and utilize these nutrients. Jenna, do you have some of the
I wanted to add in with that one you're talking about, that vitamin. I did try that other color and I thought it was fine for a while. And then my Apple Watch kept going off with a high heart rate. And I was like, how can that be? There's no possible way.
She was excited to see me, I'm sure.
Yeah. Cause he's good looking too. the minute that I went back to the original one from Casey's, the group, the vitamin that Casey manufactures, it stopped. The Apple Watch stopped doing it. So there was a huge difference. Now, I don't know all the technical reasons behind it, but obviously these two do. So, you know.
And it changed her eyesight because she said I was good looking. You know that ain't true.
I think the bottom line is what can be gathered from that is that there is a difference.
Absolutely.
There absolutely is a difference. You know, if you're in the vitamin aisle at your local supermarket and, you know, let's take like a multivitamin, multi-mineral for example, it's probably one of the most widely utilized individual supplements in the industry. The first thing that I do when I'm looking at a multivitamin is I go down to that mineral content. Uh-huh. A large majority of what you're going to find in the retail industry are, you look at the forms of your minerals, right?
Right.
You see a lot of oxide. You're going to see a lot of succinate. You're going to see a lot of carbonate, right?
These are
extremely cheap, heavy, poorly absorbed minerals.
See, Casey says that so intelligently, and I tell people, well, you know, if you're taking calcium carbonate, you might as well go to West Texas, get a limestone rock and lick on it for the calcium you're going to get out of it. So, Casey, thank you for bringing some intelligence to this conversation.
Calcium carbonate, that is the active ingredient in Tums. Right? So if you want to suppress stomach acid production, by all means, take your cheap retail tablets that are full of these forms of minerals. What I look for and what you all should be looking for, what's going to give you the best bang for your buck, the highest ROI in terms of your health outcomes as it relates to minerals are chelated forms, right? So these are minerals that, rather than being bound to a salt, are bound to an amino acid. So look for instance, like a magnesium bisglycinate,
mm-hmm. right?
These are very, very well tolerated. They're not going to cause any type of GI issues that are commonly associated with minerals. But more importantly, your body's able to absorb them really, really well. And you're actually going to be able to utilize what you're ingesting, which, yeah, they might carry a little bit of a, you know, a, might be a couple extra quarters at the checkout stand. But ultimately, the most expensive supplement is the one that your body can utilize. So this is a much better, these raw materials, while yes, they might be a little bit more expensive, they are a much better, you will get a much better return on your investment.
You know, I've said to people, the most expensive vitamin in the world is the cheap one that doesn't work. And they look at you like a deer in the headlights and don't have a clue what I just said.
Yes, exactly. I want to cover like four or five common products.
Yeah.
Your kind of basic foundational products that...
And the reason is because now this company has taken on the challenge, and it's been a real challenge to put these in packs, like an AM and PM pack, and they have far exceeded anybody else in the industry because Janet rides their butt, and Casey's very proactive toward the company. They're both laughing at me now.
I think I'm the challenge with the company,
probably. and I told him, I said, you know, if you'll just do it the way Janet wants it to do, it's going to be practitioner-friendly, therefore taking care of the people, and they have bellied up to the bar and paid the bill. They've done a really good job, and we've had so many patients say, oh my God, I can't believe this is so convenient, and it's actually costing less because they're holding the line on prices. We had a guy the other day, he came in with a whole big basket full of supplements. He says, well, I want it to be under such amount of dollars and put it in the packs. And we did. And then his wife that takes twice as much, who is a very incredibly brilliant PhD in nursing, says, I want you to do for me what you did for my husband. So these packs are going like, you know, they're selling like hotcakes.
Well, we recognized a real need in the industry, and you know, doctors need some type of platform that allows them to, I mean, maybe cut some overhead and their own practices, but still get these same products.
We're just trying to save time, and it saves Janet time, which makes me a happy man.
More importantly, it's putting the right products,
yes,
in the right dose in the hands of your patients.
Absolutely. We can tailor it for the individual's need.
Correct. What you're probably finding a lot in these pads, and again, going into some more of the foundational product, would be a fish oil. This is, in my opinion, one of the more challenging markets in our industry to navigate because there are so many different brands. There's so many different potencies and really a lack of transparency when it comes to potency and the actual active components of your fish oil.
You go to a lot of trouble to make sure it's not oxidized, and that's one of the problems with fish oil. I did this experiment with your fish oil and then a fish oil from Sam's, and I'd put one on a hook, one of each, and the catfish would bite yours 9 times out of 10 before they'd bite the other one. And it's like, if a catfish is that intelligent, okay, I'll just leave it at that. And I'm serious. It was about 9 bites on yours versus 1 bite on the other.
That's one of the more interesting studies I've heard.
Well, I've got a redneck itch, it's just my nature.
Well, yeah, and obviously, purity and source and the cleanliness of your oil is really, really important. A lot of times these oils are mass produced and really secondary of the food industry where, they're harvesting these fish for their meat. They realize the value in the oil. And so they barrel and they barge it and they ship it and store it. And it sits for a long, long time. And I think probably for the most part, since the advent of the CRN or the Council of Responsible Nutrition, a lot of the real significant issues with especially our more volatile oils, maybe aren't as prevalent as they were before, but there is absolutely concerns with oxidation of fish oil because it's an animal product.
Yeah.
It's for a really, really long time. And in all reality, the oil that you're buying off the shelves in your retail stores are from fish that were probably caught 2 to 3 years ago.
That's what I've read through the research that I read is 2 to 3 years is average.
Which is really gross, right? You would never consider eating
A three-year-old fish.
Yeah. And that's obviously something that we consider. And we've got a really unique relationship with a lab on the Chilean coastline that everything from, they own the boats that harvest the fish. And you can literally see these boats fishing from the balconies of these labs. And it allows us to turn around that oil really, really fast.
Right.
And put it in the preferred triglyceride form, which we could do a whole podcast on fish oil.
Yeah, well, let's just sum it up like this. I've had more than one pharmacist. We have several pharmacists that shop here. And one of them says, well, my prescription fish oil is better than yours. I said, well, why are you buying mine? He says, Dr. Lewis, yours is for taking, mine's for selling. True story.
And I would even argue we've got pretty compelling data on some of the pharmaceutical fish oils and their form, which is an ethyl ester, which is a large majority of what you're purchasing in the retail space.
Right.
It is not a natural form of these fatty acids, where if you're able to keep that, keep that natural, kind of get techie, but that natural glycerol backbone intact, instead of that ethanol-based, semi-synthetic backbone that they're using with these ethyl esters, your body actually recognizes it the way it would as if you were, eating that fillet of salmon. So you're able to absorb your cell membranes, which is where you need to get these fatty acids, specifically EPA and DHA. These triglycerides are much better incorporated into these cell membranes than with your ethyl esters, which again, from a retail perspective, are great because they're really cheap and really fast to manufacture. It takes a little bit more time and a little bit more care to properly re-esterify that triglyceride.
Right. And that's for brain health, especially, with the TBIs, traumatic brain injuries, for cognitive function. It's really good for cardiovascular function, for kidney function, for joint function. That's why I'd put all my patients, musculoskeletal, on a fish oil. And I said, it takes about 2 weeks to get the process going chemically. And then they'll say, well, my joints ache half as much. I said, well, congratulations. It's going to get better. Just from the fish oil.
If the tissue's got a cell in it, it's going to benefit from fish oil.
Absolutely.
The next one I would like to talk about is probiotics for a couple of reasons. some people don't know the difference between a probiotic and a digestive enzyme, so you could explain that. Secondly, I would like for you to talk about the Probio 20 that we are going back to. We have Probio 30 now, but I want Casey to tell us what makes Probio 20s so good, because it sounds like less, and it's really not.
No, it's really not. So if you have gas, belching, bloating, you know, that full feeling, and women, if your man has some flatulence and holds you under the sheets, your husband, and Janet's giving me the look on that. Calm down, Stephen. Put on your filter. Your husband needs it. And well, if he needs it, you do too. It is incredibly important in good health and helps even the mood because of what it does in the GI tract, you know, getting the neurotransmitters to the brain.
Well, yeah, I would say first and foremost to differentiate the two. Probiotic are actual bacteria, right? You have trillions of bacteria that live in your digestive tract. While they do play a role in digestion and absorption and even creation of some of the nutrients that your body needs, a digestive enzyme is simply replacing those digestive juices that your body needs to break down and digest the foods that you eat. So kind of two different classes of products altogether. But as it relates to probiotics, again, there's a lot of loopholes that exist that manufacturers can jump through to make their probiotic look a lot better than it actually might be. And one of the things that we do across the board on every single product is stability testing. Stability testing is very, very important as it relates to probiotics. It's something that the FDA requires of every single drug company.
Right.
Not going to find a drug that doesn't have an expiration date on it. And what that does is it allows the consumer to know that up until this date on the box or the bottle, what that label actually claims is in the product is actually in the product at the dose that it's claiming. Seems pretty like a no-brainer, right?
And so they figured out that, oh my goodness, if it's going to be in a hot truck, people worry about this. Oh, it's in a hot truck. It's encapsulated it way more than what it claims, as Casey's saying. It's going to be that even, you know, through that 6 months or a year, whatever the expiration date is. And I used to be dear, dear friends with a PhD in microbiology, and we went around town and bought almost every probiotic in town, put it under a microscope. And, you know, most of them weren't even probiotics. It might have been rice powder or flour. I don't know. And the ones that were, most of them were dead.
Well, and that's something that, again, that goes into our manufacturing practices that ensures that we're able to guarantee the potency of our probiotics through that date of expiration.
Yes.
On the bottle, where even if you go look at a lot of the big retail brands, right, the ones that you see advertised on TV, the ones that, you know, the number one gastroenterologist recommended probiotic.
Yeah.
If you go look at that supplement facts box and see what's in that product, you know, I think per capsule, they might claim something like 1 billion colony forming units, which colony forming units would be like an equivalent to like a milligram as it relates to vitamin C, right? That's
right.
That's how they measure probiotics. But you'll see that 1 billion CFU, and then you'll see that little asterisk, and then you follow that down to the bottom of the box, and there it is, you know, at time of manufacture.
Yeah.
There's no expiration date on these products.
Big red flag.
The FDA doesn't require supplement companies to do stability testing or do expiration dating. And so what that means is that probiotic that you're buying, that's maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 months out after the day of manufacture, you have no idea what's actually in that product. And I don't care what the manufacturer says, they might throw a blanket statement out there like, hey, this product's good for 2 years. If that was the case, there'd be an expiration date on that bottle. They have no liability for that label. Or when you look at our probiotics, you see that we're guaranteeing potency of that product. So that 20 billion, actually it's 23 billion CFUs if you count the Saccharomyces boulardii that's in that product. That is guaranteed potency through the date that is stamped on that bottle. So there's things that we do as a manufacturer. There's technology involved in not only where we source the strains from, the specific strains that we've sourced, manufacturing with intentional overages, like Dr. Lewis mentioned, we will actually, you know, that day of manufacture, that product might be closer to 50 billion CFUs, and it accounts for rates of degradation. So we know there's a lot of variability in the way that these products are shipped and stored, and we have all the stability data that we're able to make the claim that this product is potent all the way through that day of expiration and even out past the day of expiration.
I believe it. I can tell a difference in my GI tract, and you know, that's most people. They have issues, different issues, and it can actually reduce the intolerance to certain foods or sensitivities also, but so do digestive enzymes. So I'm going to take a little bit of an exception here. In some literature, it says as you get older, there can be a 30% degradation of your digestive enzymes. Well, I don't know what older means, but I think it's more like 70 or 80% of the people we treat need digestive enzymes and probiotics concurrently.
So would that be in your top five for your packs then? Because you're supposed to be naming off the five things you would put in a pack for basic health without them having to see you and do lab work.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that. You know, a good multi-digestive enzyme, a probiotic, fish oil for sure, for sure. Then there's one, you know, the phytonutrients that we have not talked about. That's mostly quercetin, bromelain, and nettles, which is absolutely incredible for gut health. And then depending on who you listen to, you know, they'll say fiber. I don't agree with fiber. If you're eating a high fiber, you know, the proper fruits and vegetables, I don't think you need extra fiber. But I do think you need extra magnesium, and I do think you need extra vitamin D. So it can be a pack of five pills in the morning, five in the afternoon, or six or seven. And the cost, people are saying, I can't believe how little this cost and how good I feel. And we hear that a lot. Like 2 weeks later, holy cow, I have a lot of energy. I said, well, channel it wisely, my friend.
Yeah. I mean, I think in general, something like gut health and poor digestion and everything that we, you know, from the medications that we take to the things in our water and the things in our diet at all, it's working against us.
And the antibiotics in the food.
Antibiotics in the food are destroying our microbiome. It's annihilating that terrain in our guts. We're suppressing stomach acid production. There's so many issues with people's pancreases and their ability to produce pancreatic enzymes. If you can't digest your foods, you're behind the eight ball. You're not getting the nutrition that you need out of the foods that you're eating, assuming the foods that you are eating are good food.
Yeah, really food, not just a fake food.
Correct. Yeah. So digestive enzyme in general, gut health in general is a great place to start just to ensure that the food you're eating is actually getting properly digested and you're able to utilize the nutrients that you're consuming and actually get them into your body where you need them. And when I say in your body, I actually mean into your bloodstream, into your tissues.
Right. You know, I appreciate you coming and giving a little bit of science and a little bit of normalcy because my mind goes all over the place. So Casey has the ability to stay on track, and Jen and I both appreciate that. We normally get many different people say, man, bring him back because I like him and I learned a lot. And that's why we bring Casey back, because sometimes you need the same thing said, but you need it said in a different way. And Casey's a pretty good master communicator.
I'm happy to come back anytime.
Especially during these times now where it seems like the food's more and more toxic as we go, at least there's someone out there that's trying to make sure your quality matters, or several someones. And I hope we didn't ruin it that we're not sitting in here every day putting your pills together in a bottle, because some people think we are, but we don't really have time to do it all. So we've got really good people behind us mm-hmm. that help protect us with that.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem in the world, we have a lot of intelligent people that are full of doubts while the stupid ones are full of confidence. And I'm telling you, Casey and his company, they are full of knowledge. They can back it up. This is not just talk. This is like, well, let's show it in this study. Let's show it in this study. Let's do another double blind study. And that being said, I said this and got in trouble. The relationship between a husband and wife is psychological. You know, one of them's psycho and the other one's logical. So, oh man, I think I'm in trouble.
It's time you ended this show. Casey, thank you for coming. We hope you've learned something today. You know, we're very passionate about your health.
Yes.
And if you don't like guessing at what's going on with your health, go to our website, greenwisdomhealth.com, fill out a health survey. We can help guide you to the fastest way for you to start feeling better. Dr. Lewis, could you leave us with some good closing words, please?
Now that I'm in trouble, I'm going to tell you and Janet that kindness is the highest form of intelligence. And Janet's so intelligent, I'm sure she'll be kind. So God bless you.
We'll be here next time on the Green Wisdom Health Show. You guys have a blessed week.